Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from one of the finest minds in jazz today. We begin this new episode of Neon Jazz with the 2007 tune Parallel Sonorities via New York trumpeter David Weiss off his album called Breathing Room. And this is a cat very busy and steeped in the magic of the jazz act. And he is also involved with that outfit known as the Cookers. So this jazz innovator started his serious jazz journey at North Texas State University, like many jazz musicians in America, and coming back to New York to gig with cats like Frank Foster and Jimmy Heath. David has received some sage teaching from cats like trumpeters Tommy Turrentine and the great Bill Hardman. And in 1990, he started a band with tenor saxophonist Craig Handy. And that was only a relationship that was beginning, and it was going to be a long one. From there, he went on to arrange for upper jazz brass acts like Abby Lincoln, Freddie Hubbard, Rodney Kendrick, and Alto Legacy with Phil Woods, Vincent Herring, and the great Antonio Hart. This is a man that loves jazz and has distinguished himself by finding flexibility and innovation in music that has its roots in the mainstream. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what David had to say about loving that jazz.
You know, jazz was an important part of a movement, you know, the whole civil rights thing or whatever. You know, jazz was the the music of a certain, world we lived in for a while. It was the music that expressed what was going on in this world, and it doesn't seem to have that anymore.
As his diversified career has barreled on, he's gigged with the likes of Charles Tolliver, Bobby Hutcherson, Slide Hampton, James Moody, and the great Tom Harrell, and he has his supergroup, the Cookers. And he has been making some solid albums with that lineup of George Cables, Billy Harper, Cecil McBee, Eddie Henderson, and that name again, Craig Handy. They have been topping the charts, and they continue to offer the public a very evolved and tasty jazz product. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz and those Kansas City Royals, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another hour of jazz gems to keep you happy. And before we move on, we're going to honor those gutsy and those magical 2015 KC Royals for winning the AC Central and moving on further on into the playoff hunt. Here's KC sax man Kenny Glover playing a bit of the national anthem during this latest season, a day they were honoring the Monarchs. And then we move on with a little bit more of David Weiss joined by the Cookers. The 2010 song Spookarella off the album Warriors.
Thank you.
Hi, this is David Weiss, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was trumpet legend Freddie Hubbard with the 1961 tune Arthritis off his LP Ready for Freddie. While Freddie remains to this day one of the most inventive artists in bop, hard bop, and the post-bop eras, he was a cat that the man at the top of the hour had plenty to say about him. He collaborated with him a lot. And David Weiss told Neon Jazz that Freddie was an intimidating sort of guy. Take a listen to what he had to say about him.
Freddie Hubbard was like the scariest guy I've been on a stage with. I don't know how to explain it, really. I mean, I was sort of helping him. I was sort of in a different kind of position. You know, he was playing sort of with my group. I wrote arrangements for my group to play his music. It was like dealing with a different Freddie Hubbard. I don't know. You know, sometimes we mythologize these guys so much, they're actually separate from the person you deal with. The Freddie Hubbard on records, or the Freddie Hubbard that I was scared to death of, you know, to meet him, you know, before we started this stuff.
But at the end of the day, Freddie's balance of bravado and subtlety brought him 50 solo recordings and countless collaborations with the best in jazz. Whether they liked him or not, or he was easy to work with, he was a guy that they wanted to have laid down on the wax, like Mr. Weiss. From Freddie, we bring you Fezzer's Big City Band with the 1997 tune Everywhere Is Out of Town and Ain't That the Truth off the 12 Visits to Copenhagen album.
Hello, this is Jason Jackson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
Following in the footsteps of the Cookers, that was the Heads of State with the 2015 tune Impressions off their album Search for Peace. This band is over 50 years in the making. It's Gary Bartz, Larry Willis, Buster Williams, and Al Foster. And they have all logged quality time together over the years. But it was in 2014 that they appeared as a quartet. And it was during a tribute to McCoy Tyner, an evening that was so inspired and the response was so overwhelming, and it happens a lot in jazz, that they knew that that magic needed to continue. It certainly has, and this is a byproduct of that. From jazz trombonist, arranger, composer, bandleader, and music educator Wycliffe Gordon, we bring you a tune that is the philosophy of neon jazz, Dig This. Think about that, John Christopher.
Dig This and Dig This.
True that, baby. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Israels. Listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino and enjoy the afternoon.
That was a man dubbed the next Charlie Parker. Saxophonist Frank Morgan with the 1955 song The Nearness of You. Frank had a solid long career at 50 years. He was born in Minneapolis and spent his childhood living with his grandmother in Milwaukee while his parents were on tour. His dad Stanley was a guitarist with Harlan Leonard and the Rockets and the Ink Spots, and his mother Geraldine was a 14-year-old student when she gave birth to him. When Frank was young, he started out on the guitar, but he lost interest the moment he saw Charlie Parker take his first solo with the J. McShann Band at the Paradise Theater in Detroit, Michigan. He met Yardbird backstage at the age of 7 via his father, who was a big shot, and Bird gave him advice on the alto. In fact, they met at a music store the following day, and the rest was destiny. Not only did he follow in Bird's music shadow, he did it in his life as well. Frank started out on the heroin at the age of 17, and that addiction led him to spend much of his adult life in and out of prison. I knew I was going to get that. With a jazz diva at the mic, we bring you Blossom Dearie with the 1959 tune Just in Time, next on Neon Jazz.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day.
A Again, that was Blossom Dearie in 1959 with the tune Just in Time. And speaking of, it is that time for us to polish off that jazz apple and end this hour of magical jazz together. Here's American jazz French horn player, composer, and arranger John Gross with the 1955 tune Mulligan-esque. From the streets of Dubuque, Iowa, he had a short but busy career on the West Coast, and we really dig his music. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a pocket full of plans, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you very much. Some of those are fishing lures.
They work. We'll take any lure we can get. Speaking of, drop a lure into our waters. We'd love to hear what you think about our show. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Did you dig it?
Yeah, I dug that.
Dig this.
Hey, yeah, but is it art?
That's a good question.
Neon Jazz.